Welcome, everybody. So glad to see all of you. I'm Mercedes Kirkel, for any of you who haven't met me. And this is Messages from Mary Magdalene. So, yesterday, I was driving home from doing some errands. It was early afternoon, and all of a sudden, I was overcome with emotion. I was actually listening to a song on my CD, a devotional tape, and it was the words were Kyrie eleison, and I was just overcome and started crying and started to feel Mary Magdalene's presence very strongly, which I do when I'm receiving messages from her, and sensed that she wanted to give me a message. So I got home as quickly as I could, went to my computer, took my computer to my altar, and a beautiful message came through, which she wanted me to give to all of you today. This is for this occasion. So I'm going to start by sharing this. So when I get the messages from Mary Magdalene, I don't change anything. They come through absolutely perfect. I change my misspelled words and add commas. That's it. But I add the title. So the title is mine. Everything else is from Mary. So what I called this was The Call to Love. Beloveds, I come to you today through Mercedes to share my love with you. And it is the love of Yeshua. It is my love for Yeshua. And it is Yeshua's love. They are all the same. I was immeasurably blessed to love him in human form, to be his twin flame. And I tell you, the same love is available to you. Always. There is no separation in this love. No separation between me and you. No separation between Yeshua and you. It is the greatest gift our Supreme Creator has given us, this love. It is worth everything. Give everything for this love, for this love gives everything to you. And how do you know this love, I hear you ask? You know much about this love already. It is known stage by stage, step by step, as you grow spiritually. The measure of your spiritual growth is your heart opening. And when your heart opens, it is filled by the love of Christ. And that love is married to Christ consciousness. So as you grow spiritually, you will know this love. Sometimes you receive gifts where you experience this love for no reason. It is simply a gift. Sometimes when you love another, you experience Yeshua's love. Or when you feel completely at peace. When you commune with nature. When you are deeply in touch with yourself, your soul. When you connect with God in whatever way you do, then you experience Christ's love. It is not separate. In this world, you think you are separate, cut off. It is not so, but you think it is. Love is the bridge that connects you to your true state. It may be for a moment, or forever, or anything in between. Eventually, it will not disappear, this union, but it will take growth for most of you to experience that. And it is what you are all growing towards. You sense that it is possible. Something draws you towards it, like a moth to the light. Even if you don't understand, you are drawn towards love. And so should it be, for God is love, and you are love. Love is your nature. It is actually the nature of all that is. I have told you much about how you can grow in love at this time. What are your next steps forward? Some are calling this growth in love the ascension process, and that is as good a name as any. You are growing into increased or expanded or higher states of consciousness, and with that will come more love. You are not growing away from anything or leaving anything behind. It is not an escape. It is an expansion to include more of who you are, more of all that is. As I have said many times, the area that is most important for so many of you is the emotional realm. You must expand to include all of your emotions, to love all of them, and embrace all of them. This is the pivotal piece at this moment in time that will allow you to move forward. Your emotions are like a woman. And indeed, they are part of your feminine side, within each of you, men and women. The way that you relate to your emotions is a reflection of the way you relate to women altogether. Are you afraid of them? Do you minimize them? Do you try to avoid them? Do you deny them? Are you at a loss with what to do with them? Are you convinced they will drag you down into an abyss of suffering? This is all part of the consciousness of separation, and it has everything to do with the separation of the masculine from the feminine, including your own inner masculine and feminine, and how you relate to these aspects within yourself. This time is the clarion call, the right moment when you and everyone are being called to heal this form of separation. And if you do this, it will catapult you further into your growth and evolution, and into the state of love that your being longs for. Are you ready to love the feminine, including your own inner feminine? Have you had enough of separation? It is up to you, and the choice is pivotal. Yeshua was not afraid of women. He had no need to separate himself from the feminine. He was in union with all, and he lived this, and breathed it, and walked it, and radiated it to all. And now we are all called to do the same. I love you, all of you, and support you always in love. I am Mary Magdalene.